We learned the din of Rabbavin. That's five lines from the top of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Azorik Chetz, Mentchilas Dal, Lesof Dal, Kav Shirayim, Bahalichos, says, Komle B'di Rab Mine. And the Gemara explains what the problem is. Why is it Komle B'di Rab Mine? It's not the Yidna. The Chi of Misa is only takes effect. It's only Chal when you do the Hanoche. Kol Zman Yonah do Hanoche, there's no Chi of Misa. So if the Korosh Shirayim occurred before the Hanoche, so it's not B'yidna, Chiyav Mamon preceded. So what is Rabbovin's din based on? So the Gemara gave two explanations. Either the first explanation was if it's B'yidna of the Mechayev, that the Mechayev is the Akira with the Havara with the Hanoche. So the whole time, the Chiyav is only after you do the Hanoche, but the Mechayev is there, so B'yidna of the Mechayev is Kamle B'di Rabbani. Then the Gemara gives a second suggestion. It's not based on B'yidna at all, based on a different word of Chad Maisen. Lo Motzi Ahaduri, Motzi Ahaduri, so if he's Mavis Sakin, Metchilas Dalas of Talid, it is B'yidna of the Mechai, but that wouldn't be Kamle B'di Rabbani. It's only Kamle B'di Rabbani. It was Zorek Chet. Zorek Chet is Mamish one Maisen. So Chad Maisen is another din of Kamle B'di Rabbani. Fine. So we have this din of Rabbovin. So the Gemara says, 10 lines from the bottom of Laman Aleph and Aleph. Masir Rabibi Barabai, he quotes a Tosefta, where he wants to ask Akasha against Rabovin's din. It says in Tosefta, Hagain of Kis B'Shabbos, Chayiv, Hakam is not governed with Komle B'Dramash, Khan is Chayiv B'Gneve, Koid Mashiach, the day is a Skila. It's not Did, and the Chayiv Mammon said in first, when he did the Hakboa, Hakboa is kind of B'Shusa Mocher, so Hakboa is kind of B'Shusa Nignav. So the Chiyav Geneva said in, the Ganav made a Kinyan Geneva, and the Skila is only when he does the Hanocha later. So it's not B'yidna, so there's no Kamalei with Rabbani. What if I'm Megarbi Yetz, Megarbi Yetz? What if he didn't pick it up? He never did a Hagbah. We learned, we're going to have to review this again, we learned there's a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, on this Omud, how high do you have to pick something up to be kind of a Hagbah? So Rashi says you have to pick it up Gimel Tvachim, Rashi in a few Masechtos says like that. What does Rashi do with the Gemara in Erevin? Where it says Beferish, when you make an Erev Echatzeres, you collect all the Chalas from everybody, you only have to pick it up a Tefach, and the simple Pshat in Gemara is you have to pick it up a Tefach for the purpose of the Kinyan Hagboah. Why making the Kinyan Hagboah? So the din, let's just review again what the din of the Erev Echatzeres. Let's say you have 11. Let's say you have an apartment building with 100 families live in the apartment building. So you want to be, so in our Torah it's all one big Rishu Sayach. The Rabbanon, Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that since Reuven's family lives in this apartment, Shimon's family lives there, and both families have the right to use the hallway together, so they ask around each other, so you're not allowed to carry from the apartment to the hallway, from the hallway to the apartment. You're not allowed to carry from one apartment to the other, fine. You have to make an Eruv Echatzeres. So how do you make an Eruv Echatzeres? So the 99 out of the 100 people have to leave a challah, a matzah, by the one family who lives in that one apartment, lives there. They don't need any challahs. But the other 99 families who don't live in that apartment, so each one of the 99 puts a challah in that apartment, it's supposed to be in one big basket, one big kli. 99 challahs, you're going to have a very big container. So if it's full, you can put it in. You can't have a half a container, half a container. But if it's full, the first basket is full, then you can put the remaining chalas in another container. Fine. So that's the Eruv Echatzeres. So what do you need a Kinyan Hagbah for? So the answer is the Mishnah tells you how to streamline it. Instead of going to collect 99 chalas from all the 99 matzahs, 99 chalas, you're going to have a whole basket full of 99 chalas. That's a nuisance. So you have one person goes to the store, buys a box of matzahs. Why does he buy a box of matzahs? Why doesn't he buy challahs? They'll last longer. They're going to last longer. And it'll be good for Pesach. Buy Pesach Digger matzahs. So usually make the Erev soon before Pesach. Yeah, Pesach Digger matzahs, they won't get stale. Once they get stale, then it's not Roy Lachilo, so then the whole Erev is not good. So you buy Pesach Digger matzahs. You make the Erev before Pesach. And it'll last for a long time. So I go to the store, I buy a box of matzahs that belongs to me. But you need that the matzahs, the one in whose apartment the matzahs are placed doesn't have to have a shutvis in the matzah, but the other 99 have to have. So if one person bought all the matzahs, it belongs to him. So he gives it to his next door neighbor. He tells the neighbor, pick it up. So the Gemara says he only has to pick it up a tefach. Tzach lagdi at tefach. He picks it up at tefach, and we apply the rule of Tzach liyod mishloi b'fon of his kainah shutfus and the box and matzahs to all of the 99 Shomer Shabbos who live there now and whoever's going to move in till next Pesach. That's how you usually say. Pick it up and have mind to be kainah shutfus for all the Jews who live there now, whoever's going to move in till next Pesach. So that's a kinyan hakbor. So Rashi and Tosfos learn in the Gemara in Erevin, hakbor needs a tefach. How can Rashi say hakbor needs gimel tefachim? So Tosfos answers, and Tosfos defends Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, but it was their grandfather, so they have to defend what Rashi says. So they say, since the whole need for the Erev Chatzeres is only midrabbanan, so yemekel. It's a little funny, yemekel on the king. Hakbor, hakbor is a universal din. Whenever you make a kinyan, hakbor should be the same din. It makes a difference. What motivates you to make the kinyan hakbor? I'm making kinyan hakbor on a box of matzahs in order that it should lead to an eruv v'chatzer. So that's what Tosfos defends Rashi. That when do you need hakbor gimel tefachim if you kinyan mechabero for a real din deraisa? But if you only kinyan to accomplish an eruv v'chatzer, then we make a hakbor tefach is enough.
That's not the threshold at all. How does it work? The people are going to move in later.
Yeah.
That's not called matzah. The box of matzahs is here.
The box of matzahs is here. The people were born already. The only question is, it's ein brera. You want them to be kind of shutfis and the matzahs now. Because when you make a kinyan hakbor, you can't say, you see, if I give a girl a ring, I say, harei mekadeshesli lacha lamed yom. We're both in college, harei mekadeshesli the day after graduation. Or I give my wife a get, so I say, here's the get. As soon as the last child gets married, the get should take effect the day after the Sheva Brachos is over. So you can give such a thing, a get lachalamed, a kiddushin lachalamed. So the Gemara says, but it doesn't work lachalamed, you can postpone chalos, only works by shtar if the person is still holding on to the shtar, or works by kesef, because if the kinyan falls through, he's mukhayev to give me back the kesef. But it doesn't work by bo. So here I give you the box of matzah, I said, b'koinah shutfis, on behalf of all of the people who are going to move into the neighborhood. So if you don't know who they are yet, you don't know who they are, so that's a question. You want the kinyan to be chal now. You don't want the kinyan to be chal if and when they move in, then they should be kind of shutfus in the box of matzahs. He's not making the hakbor in 6 months. Make the hakbor today. So the hakbor is either kind of today or it's not kind of at all. So I say, I don't know who is going to move into the building, but whoever moves in should be kind of as of right now. That's called Ein Brera. That's usually a problem you say Ein Brera. So by Dinam the Rabbanon, we're Mekel. By Eruv Echatzer is only the Rabbanon. So by Dinam the Rabbanon, there are different opinions in the Gemara. Yesh Brera, Ein Brera. So the way we pass in La'alocha is a long run in Perak HaShutfim, first long run. So he says, we pass in La'alocha that Benegeh to Dinam the Raisa, Ein Brera, Benegeh to Dinam the Rabbanon, Yesh Brera. So we say, Huvra Dover Lamafreya, even though today we don't know on whose behalf we're being kind of the... We know all the Shem Shabbos who live there now. We don't know who's going to decide to move in before next Pesach. So when it'll be ascertained who moved in, we say, Igloy Muslim Afreya, we be kind of shutfus and the matzahs on his behalf as well. Yeah. There's a bit of a problem. Sfardim recite Mezoinus on matzahs. And the dinner is supposed to bake an Eruv Chatzeres dafka with pas. Eruv Chatzeres has to be dafka pas, lechem. Erubei Trumin can be gefilte fish also, it can be salami, can be other foods, vegetables, fruits and vegetables. But Erubei Chatzeres Haim Avin Ela Bepas. So that was good for the Svardim. So the answer is, the Gemara says in Brochus, if you have cake or cookies that are normally mezainis, but if you kaver suda on it, if you eat enough of it, then if you eat a ton of it, then you say Hamoitzi. So the Gemara says, Arvimbo, you can use it for Erubei Chatzeres. So the matzahs also, the Svardim also agree if you... The question, how much do you have to eat that it should be considered kviya suda? But the din is, if you kaver suda on the matzah, then you say amotzi. So the Gemara says that that's acceptable. So that's why we use matzahs even when there are communities. We have a couple of Sfardim as well. The Sfardim could also use matzahs. So be fair with your Gemara.
Don't Sfardim not hold by most of the Yerubim anyway? Because Machaber says that the street has not applied as it's just around the Reisel.
Yeah, but in an apartment building, everybody makes an Eruv Chatzeres. Let's say in the building. I would hope that they hold from that Eruv Chatzeres. No? I mean, they don't hold from an Eruv in the street. Eruv in the street, they don't go for. They don't go for Erev in the street because traditionally in Europe, in Eastern Europe, every village had an Erev, and it was relying on the fact that you're lacking Shishim Ribo population there in the city, and all the Svardish Poskim don't accept that requirement. But in recent years, in the big cities, the Chazon Ish writes, and before the Chazon Ish was born, the classical Poskim wrote before him, that the way the buildings are, the way the cities are constructed with buildings all over the place, it's the big cities are probably Rishus HaYochid Menater, because Yavaymed Murubal Aparetz Migimel Ruchas. So even the Svardim would allow making an Erev in a big city. And little cities in Europe, the houses are scattered away from each other, so you don't have Aymed Murubal Aparetz. But in Manhattan, let's say, the houses are Mamish line the streets all over the place, Mamish Mechitzas. So the streets would be Rishus HaYochid Menater, even the Svardim would hold from the Erev.
Right, well, you have to be standing in the street for that to work, right? If you stand on 186 and you look down towards the Rav Hill, you can see the water almost. There's no mechitza of building anymore.
If you stand on 186,
there's a hill.
Yeah.
And you look down towards the hill.
Yeah, but you probably have two mechitzas on 186. Then down by Broadway, you're probably going to have a third mechitza. So it makes the whole. All you need are three mechitzas. The mechitzah either makes it a Rishus HaYochid or it makes it a Karmelis, one or the other. But either way, you're allowed to carry Min HaTorah. The whole need for the Tikkun on the Ruach Revius is only Min HaRabbanan. Yeah. So again, Sir Abobin has the din that you say, Kom Leib Rabbanei. And the Gemara is the Kashan Acham Al Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos. Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos, Chayev, why? Because they made a Hagboah. So it's not Biyidna. The Chiyav moment preceded the Chiyav Misa, that's not Kom Leib the Rabbi. But if Ha'imagar V'yetzi, he never made a Hagbah, how much they need for a Hagbah? So that's Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, one Tefach or three Tvachim. One Tefach or three Tvachim. Ha'imagar V'yetzi, Magar V'yetzi, then it's Kom Leib the Rabbi. Then it's Potter. Why? Because then it is Biyidna. Shahari Yisra Shabbos, U'geneva Boyin Ki'echot. The simultaneous. Why is it simultaneous? Because he does hoitzor. He only makes the ganav is only chai beyonsin when he makes a kinyan geneva, and he didn't do a hakbor. He made a meshicha, so the meshicha is completed. And meshicha b'shus hamoichev is not kaina. So the meshicha the ganav din b'shus hanignav doesn't constitute a kinyan geneva till after he takes it out into the street. The minute he takes it into the street, and then he's mechal shabbos because he's moitzim b'shus l'shus. So that's b'yidno. Shavisa Shabbos, Visa Geneva, Boyin Kecha, that's Biyidna. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'yamai, what do you tell me in the Reisha? Gainu Kis B'Shabbos, Kvar Neschai B'Geneva, the Chiyav Mammon preceded the Chiyav Misa, it's not Biyidna. But if you accept your Bovins, then it is Biyidna. Because he's doing Moitzim Meshus L'Shus, Akvet Tzarech HaNocha. The Kasha is if you're all from the first Lashon, if you're all from the second Lashon, that is Chad Maisa. So here is Megar V'yetzeh, he's doing it himself. He could have stopped any second. Motzi lahadure. So then it's not Chad Maiseh. But if you all like the first explanation, we learned the Gemara yesterday. Gemara had two totally different explanations for Rav Ovin's din. So if you all from the first explanation, that it doesn't have to be Biyidna of the Chiyuv, as long as it's Biyidna of the Maiseh HaMachayev, that's also Kom Lebed Rav Mineh. So then the Gemara yes, Amai, Achanami Leim Hagbo, Tzorech Hoitzohi. You have to have an Akira in order to do the Hoitzoah, in order to do the Hanocha Nevshus HaRabim. So the Gemara answers, he left off in the middle. So the Gemara answers about, what is it, 7-8 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. Hachem Ma'askinon, the Tosefta must be talking about Gura, Hagan of Kis B'Shabbos, Tosefta and Baba Kama must be talking about a case. Hachem Ma'askinon, Shigbiyo, Almanas Lahatsniyo. He picked it up in the Rishus HaNignav, planning to steal it, but he felt he's going to hide it somewhere in the Rishus HaNignav. He's not going to take it out into the street. So when he did the initial Hagboah, Hagboah is kind of Rishus HaMoicher. Hagboah for the Ganav is kind of Rishus HaNignav, and he didn't have a mind to do the Hoitzor then. So the Chilul Shabbos didn't begin till later. Then he changed his mind. After he did the Hagboah, then he changed his mind. Then he did the Hoitzor. So when he picked it up, that was only Hagbov Shal Gneva. It was only a King Gneva. It wasn't at all the Akira for Shabbos purpose. The Akira for Shabbos purposes comes later. When Nimlacholam, when he changes his mind and he decides he's going to be Motziat Lachutz, then to Rishus HaRabim, then it's called an akira. So the Gemara says it's not called an akira. Then v'chi hagavna mi mechayev. If he picked it up al das to do ahanocha in the rishus hayochid, amanas lahatzniu, he's going to hide it in the rishus of the nignav, and then he changes his mind. So the Gemara asks, v'am Rab Yechanan hamfana chafatz mizavis lizavis nimach alim v'hatzion es potrush lois hakir mishav rishonu lekach. He's not chayiv misan. The Brisa says there's no kam levidram haganiv kis b'shab is no kam levidram ishkavan is chayiv b'gineve. Chodim shiobel the day is eskid. Gemara says he is machal Shabbos, but it's not biidno. Chayiv mamon preceded the chayiv misan. Chayiv mamon is when he did the hagbah. The chayiv misa is later. So the Gemara asks, but the way you just explained it, he picked it up not intending to take it into the street at all. He intends to ganver. He wants lahatznio in the rishus of the nignav. He's going to take it on Metzoy Shabbos. And then he changes his mind and decides to take it into the street. So there is no chiyuv skila. So the pshat doesn't fit into the brisa. Brisa says that the reason why there's no kamalei with the rabban is because it's not biidno. Shekhan is chayiv b'ginei b'kodim shiyuv. You don't say because there's no chiyuv misa at all. So the Gemara answers on the second line from the bottom. You're right. It's wrong. What we just said is not correct. That he stole it, he picked it up on Shabbos in the Rishus HaNid, not planning to hide it there. No. No, he picked it up from the very outside. He picked it up intending to take it out into the street. So therefore, later on, when he actually carries it out into the street, he does Anocha, that's a Chilul Shabbos. So why isn't it Kamlei B'Derabbanei? Why doesn't Rabbovin, according to the first version, Rabbovin, that if it's biidno of the mechayev, you also apply kamlei b'derabbanei, so let it be biidno. But hacham askinam, we're talking about a case kisho amad. He picked it up in the rishus hayochid, intend to take it out into the street. Then he changed his mind and he put it down. Well, amad, or he stopped, and then he continued to walk. So how does this solve anything? Loy tema, don't say the pshat that we said before, that's not correct. If he picked it up, amanas lahatznio, then it's not chayif el chilul Shabbos. No. From the beginning, he planned to do a haitzah. So therefore, there's going to be a chilul Shabbos over here. So let it be biidno of the mechayif. So he says, loy tema, amanas lahatznio, le'em amanas lahatznio. I bought it with amanas lahatznio, so let it be biidno of the mechayif. So hacham askinon, the real answer is, Kisha Ahmad. True, when he picked it up, he intended to take it out into the street, but then he stopped in the middle. So it turns out that Akira doesn't count. He did an Akira, but that Akira didn't lead to a Chiyuv Shabbos. So Gemara says, Kisha Ahmad Lamai. What motivated him to stop? What's the definition of an Akira? Akira means if I pick the thing up, and Anocha means I put it down on the table, I put it down on the ground. The Gemara says you have to have Akira Mei Al Gabi Mokam Dalar Al Dalar. You have to have Hanocha Al Gabi Mokam Dalar Al Dalar. A Mokam, by definition, is Dalar Al Dalar. Tvochim. Dalar Al Dalar Tvochim, not Dalar Al Dalar. The din is that the definition of Rishus HaYochid is a Mokam Dalar Al Dalar Tvochim that has Mechitzas around it. Mechitzas 10 Tvochim around. A Mokam that has to have, because Dalar Al Dalar is the minimum Shia for a Mokam. So there's one form of Akira. I pick the thing up and then I put it down. That's a Hanocha. Then there's another form of Akira of Hanocha. I have something in my pocket and I'm roaming around in the house. I'm sitting down in the house, let's say. Then I decide I'm going to walk out onto the street. And I know that I'm walking out with the wallet in my pocket. So the Gemara calls that Akira's Gufo, Kakira's Chefetz Domi. Then when I sit down in the other location, even though I didn't put the object of Hoytzah, I didn't put it down on the table, Gemara says Hanocha's Gufo, is Kanocha's Chayfetz Domin. So the same is, not only if it's in my pocket, let's say I'm carrying something. I'm holding something in my hand. I'm carrying a sefer. I'm using the sefer. I'm sitting. And then I decide I'm going to walk out into the street and I take the sefer with me. So even though I was holding the sefer in my hand, when I pick myself up and I walk out of the house, that's called an Akira. Even though the thing wasn't sitting on a table, it's not Akira. The thing was sitting on my hand. And Yorush Alodim Chashuvu Lo Kedalar Al Dalid. You need an Akira, May Al Gabi Mokam Dal Al Dal. You have to have Anocha Al Gabi Mokam Dal Al Dal. I'm holding on to the thing and sitting in the Rishus HaYachid. Then when I get up and I walk out, that's Akira. Then when I walk into the street and I stand still, and I want to start looking at the newspaper, looking at the sefer, that's called Anocha. Just like Akira's gufo, Akira's chefetz, Anocha's gufo is also Kanocha's chefetz. So Nacham also, what did the Gemara say? He's holding on, Hagenev Kis B'Shamis. He's holding on to the wallet with the money in it, and he's stealing the other guy's wallet with the money. So he's holding on to the wallet, and he plans to walk out of the Rishus HaYochid. So he does an Akira. And that Akira, that's the Kenyan Hagbor. He's picking up the thing. Either Tefach, Gimel, Tvach, whatever. He picks it up in the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus of the Nignal. So he's doing a Maisa Geneva. And the Maisa Geneva is simultaneous with the Akira that's going to make the Hoitzor. So then the Gemara says, so let it become Lebe de Rab Minei. It's Rabbovin's din, it's Be'idna of the Mechai. The Gemara says, no, Omad, he changed his mind. He picked it up, he stole the wallet, planning to walk out into the street, and then he changed his mind, doesn't walk out into the street. Omad, he stands still, and then he walks out into the street. So it turns out it's a Gloy Milson and Mafreya, the original Akira didn't lead to a Chilul Shabbos. He originally planned Okar al-Manas, Gish. It was originally, he picked it up, Amanas Lahotzio, but then Lebesov, he never did it. So then the Gemara said, well, what motivated him to stop? Omad Lamai, why did he stop? He Lekate. Sometimes the guy's carrying a heavy suitcase, and it's so heavy, so he wants to switch to the other arm. Then he wants to switch back and forth the arm. So he's carrying something, heavy burden on his shoulders, and it's not sitting well, so he stands still in order to fix it. And he should be able to carry it better. So that's called Omad Lekatev. He wants to fix it better on his Tseifayim, on his shoulders. So Omad Lekatev is not called the Hanocha. The Halacha says that Hanocha's Gufo, Hanocha's Chefetz Dami, that's only if Omad Lofush, if he stood still to rest up a little bit. But if it's Omad Lekatev, let's say a guy's carrying a suitcase, schlepping, very heavy. So then he wants to switch hands. So he puts the suitcase down on the floor for a second, then he picks it up. That's Mamash Anocha. Even though that's Lekatev, that's Mamash Anocha. So that's the end of that Akira. But then if he doesn't put it down on the ground, he switches it from one hand to the other, so that's a Hemshech. He stood still. Let's say he stood still. Instead of continuing to walk, he stood still. But the standing still was just in order to enable him to switch hands, so that's Omad Lekatev. So Amar Lekatev is not, you don't apply the rule Hanochas Gufo, Hanochas Chefetz Dami. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? Omad Lamai, what motivated the Ganef to stop? He stole the wallet, planning to run out and to run into the Rishus HaRam. Then he changes his mind, he stands still. Then he goes a second time. Why did he stand still? If it's Omad Lekatev, if he stole the wallet, and he stood still for a moment in order to figure out how he's going to carry it outside, how he's going to gaber. Or chihu, then it's a hemshech of the original Akira. And the original Akira is the Akira Tzarech Hanocha. So then it's biyidna then. It's biyidna of the Mechayiv, then it should become Levi the Rabbini. El of us, Omad Lofush, if it's no, he stood still to relax, to rest up a little bit. Freg di Gemara, Avalamad Lekatev Mai, but what would be the din? If he stood still in the Rishus HaYochid, Almanos Lekatev, then I would say it's a Hemshah from before, and I would say Akira Tzarech Hanocha, and it'll become Lebe Derab Mineh, it'll be Biyidna. So the Gemara asks, instead of the Tosefta giving a contrast between Goin of Kis B'Shabbos as opposed to Migar V'yetz, Goin of Kis means he picked up the wallet. Migar V'yetz means schlepping on the ground. Why don't you give why do you give such a contrast between this and this? Give a chilek within Gain of Kis itself. A Gain of Kis, it won't become Lebe Derab Mineh only if Omad Lofush, but if Omad Lekatev, then it will become Lebe Derab Mineh. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Ad Tani, instead of writing in the Tosefta, Megar V'yotze, in the Sefer Megar V'yotze, the contrast Megar V'yotze with a Gozal, give a chilek within that case itself. He did a normal hagbor. He picked it up to steal it. That does not come like the Rab Mineh. If Omad Lofush, he stopped. After the original Akira, he stopped Lofush, and then he picked himself. Then he started to go again. So the original Akira, was only a kinyan geneva. It wasn't a haschola of a haitzor. Avalakatev, but if the standing still in the middle was in order to make it easier for him to carry it, then it's going to be governed with kam levi derabmene. So the Gemara says that Braisa doesn't seem to read straight. The way you're suggesting, the Braisa doesn't read straight. It starts from the Braisa that he picked the thing up, and he's walking out of the Rosh Hashanah, and he doesn't stop, and you still don't say kam levi derabmene. So that's a pella. Doesn't it contradict Rabbovin? According to the first version of Rabbovin, that you say Akira Tzorech Hanocha, say this is also. Ganav picked up the wallet in the Rosh Hashanah, then he walks out. He picks it up in the kitchen, let's say. Then he's walking, till he gets out of the house. A lot of walking, but he never made a hanocha. So that akira was the akira that's going to lead to the chi of misa later on. So why does the ratio of the Tosefta say that shekranes chay b'ginei b'kodim shiobel day yisur shabbos? Not true. It's true. He's in chay b'ginei b'kodim before the chi of misa is chal, but it's b'yidna with the mechayev. Vidna with the Maisa Machai. So Gemara says, maybe this Tosefta, Elo, the real answer is Hamani ben Azahi. This Tosefta goes like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. How can we call him ben Azai by his last name? Why don't we call him Rabbi Shimon ben Azai? He never got smicha. How come he never got smicha? What? He went crazy. Okay. Yeah.
He had smicha.
Okay.
He hasn't taken all his
bechinas. That's the answer. Okay. S.R. He didn't take all the S.R. Yeah.
The Gemara in the beginning of Highness, I think it's by Rabbi Yeshua ben Sierra. I think it's sometimes called the Mebusera, sometimes called the Rabbi Shua Mebusera.
Ben Zakkai.
Whether he made this statement before or after Gasmiyatha.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something here.
Ben Zakkai, it says. Abyechem Ben Zakkai told him to be Bodik, to ask Bedikas. And the witnesses contradicted each other on a murder case, Bizman Abai. So they call him Ben Zakkai because he didn't have smicha. At the time that he said it, he didn't have smicha. Yeah.
Yoran Chagiga says that he died and he already had. He doesn't say Rabbi Shua Ben Azai, he just says Ben Azai.
Mm-hmm.
If he died without
smicha,
we get it later.
Okay. Okay. In Eastern Europe, they had a practice they wouldn't give smicha to a single boy. They only gave it to married people. So sometimes they would write in the smicha of a single boy, when he'll put the talus over his head, the smicha should take back. Because they had a minig, the Magen Avraham has a minig, only married people wear a talus over the head. Single people, they wear a talus, but they don't wear the talus over the head. So that's so they would sometimes write that Kadporis Sudra Al Reshe. Some of the Hungarian Rabbanim in Eretz, when they give a smicha, so they write like that. They give a smicha to a single boy, they write the smicha, you don't take effect. After they get married, where they get such a practice, you don't give smicha to a single guy. So they assume the single guy is probably not so responsible. People, after they get married, become more serious, they become more responsible. Okay, we understand such a thing. Yeah, where they get this idea from? So there's a Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin where the Gemara talks about who gave Rab Meir smicha. So the Gemara says, first Rab Yudah b'Rabbi Eloi gave him smicha, and then later on I think Rabbi Kiva repeated this smicha. The Gemara said, what did he need two smichas for? What was wrong with the first one? So the Gemara says, it wasn't accepted. The first smicha was not accepted. So Rashi writes, Bachra Hoya. So what does that mean, Bachra Hoya? So in Yiddish, the word Bacher means a single boy. Bacher. Rashi didn't speak Yiddish, though. Why did Rashi speak German or French? Whatever. He didn't speak Yiddish, that's for sure. So it probably means he was so young. So the people thought it was funny giving smicha to such a young guy. But it's based on that, Rashi. Rashi says, Bacher, yeah. That's why they didn't want to give smicha to a single guy.
Right.
And the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about Bachurim, who go chutz lebeisam lil matayra about how the yotze with hadlokas hanera. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlokes achren. What does it mean, bachurim? Bachurim means single boys. Bachurim means yeshiva students, even if they're married. So the pashup shat mechaber for sure didn't speak Yiddish. Chabad for sure didn't speak Yiddish. How can he? Chabad's quoting Rishonim who write like that. Achurim halomdim chutz le'ir. So for sure it doesn't mean single boys. It means students, rabbinical students. Anyway, so Ben Azai was single, then it's a question. He got married, he got divorced, they never got married, the question. Maybe that's why they never gave him smich. Maybe that's why he never had smich. Right. That's what it really means. The word Bachur means young children. That's correct. So what did Ben Azai say? What did he say? Ben Azai says, Mahalach ka'omed domi. Person's walking is like he's standing still. What in the world does that mean, Mahalach ka'omed domi? Some Talmud Chacham wrote a whole essay that Ben Azai was one of the four Aboshi Nichtens of the Pardes, and the Rambam says Pardes is physics, and it has to do with relativity theory. It has to do with relativity. The walking is like standing still. Everything is relative. That's not the generally accepted shot. That's not the shot. My father has such a... my father has an oruch. Oruch is a dictionary. Father has an oruch that was printed years ago with some German comments on it. So yeah, the one who put out that Talmud Chacham put out the oruch has this long essay about... that Ben Azai knew the physics and Mahalach Kaimed is based on that. So what is Pashup Shad Mahalach Kaimed Domi? What's the case? What is the case of Ben Azai? The Tap Taisis quotes the case of Ben Azai. Taisis quotes on the third line. Of Ben Azai Mairi, what's the original memory of Ben Azai? Ben Azai Mairi, what's he talking about? Mahalach, he's carrying something. The guy's walking, carrying something in his pocket or in his hand. Bechanus Leplatya Derech Stov. A chanus is a store that has mechitzas around it. We would call that a Rishus HaYochid. A platya is a plaza, which is a real Rishus HaRab. A big Rockefeller plaza. Rockefeller plaza is rather not a Rishus HaRab because it's privately owned by Rockefeller Foundation. That's one of the klolim. In order to be a Rishus HaRab, it can't be privately owned. If it's Shal Yochid, it's not a Rishus HaRab. Okay, so that's a bad example. So platya means a big plaza that's owned by the municipality. And the stov is a karmelis. The stov is an area that's neither Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYochid. So what's the din? The guy does an akira in the chanus, and he's walking through a karmelis, walking into the Rishus HaRabim, then he makes a hanocha. He puts it down. So he did an akira in the Rishus HaYochid, a hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim. So he's chayiv. So Ben Azai says potter. Why does he say potter? What if I would carry something from the Rishus HaYochid into the karmelis and put it down? So that's potter. Minatur, it's mutter. A karmelis is a mokum tur minatur. That would be mutter minatur potter. And then if I pick it up in the karmelis and I put it into the Rishus HaRabim, I'm vaita potter. I'm not chay. So what if I carried from the chanus into the platya, into the Rishus HaRabim, but I walked through the stov? So he walked through, but he didn't do a hanocha at all. He didn't do, even if you did a omad, but if it's omad lekateif, you don't say hanochas gufo, kanochas chayfetz dami. There is no hanocha. So Ben Azai said the chiddush, mahalach mecha, he's carrying something in his hand, in his pocket, from the chanus to the platy, derech stov, shehu mokam ptur. The stov is a mokam ptur, minatur, karmel is a mokam ptur. So Ben Azai says that he's potter. Why is he potter? Because since he's, what if he would make a hanocha mamish, he would put the thing down on the ground, and then he picks it up. Even if it's omad lekatev, even if put it down in order to switch hands, but he mamish did a hanocha, he put it down on the ground. That's mamish hanocha. So if he carries from the Rishus HaYochid into the Mokum Tur, does hanocha. Then he picks it up and he carries it from the Mokum Tur into the Rishus HaRabim. The two acts are potter. That's potter. So even if he didn't do a hanocha, he's just mahalach. So mahalach is also koim edami. Ben Azai holds, he doesn't hold from this what we said on Amud Aleph, the distinction between omad lofush and omad lekatev. He says, if you're walking with your feet, every time you put your foot down, that's considered a hanocha. So when he goes from the Rishus HaYochid, from the chanus, into the stov, and he's walking, every time he puts his foot down, is hanochas gufo, kanochas chayfetz dami. He stopped for a second in order to put his foot down. That's called a hanocha. So since he did a hanocha, the mokum tur, so he's put them. We don't pass like that. We pass, and he keeps, it's a hemshach, he keeps on walking. He never stopped, and even if he would stop, but it was Amad Lofush, he didn't put the chayfetz on the ground. He's still holding it, and it's Amad Lofush, so it's a hemshech of the original halicha. So the Gemara says he can't ask any kashas when this Tosefta against Rabbah, and it could the Tosefta goes like Benazza. Benazza holds Mahalach Kohen Medomi. Fine. Frag the Gemara. Avo Benazza sheet only applies if he's walking with his foot, so every time he puts his foot down, that's called a hanoche. And hanochas gufo, hanochas chayfetz dami, it's considered as if he did a hanoche on the chayfetz that he's carrying. Well, what if he would be zorek? What if he would throw it? Even Benazza would agree. Let's say pick something up in the chanus, and you throw it into the platya, then it flies over the stove, which is a makam tur or a karmelis. So Benazza is not going to, he can't say potter over there. Did the akir nimshu sayachet, the hanoche nimshu sayam. I flies over a makam tur. So what? Okay, if your whole klut is a different story.
Klut is more bechidish than Benazza is mahalik.
I don't know, more bechidish, each Tana has his own funny.
So it's not more or less. It's
different. No, different, unrelated issues, yeah. So Benazza would only say mahalik, and if you're walking, every time you put your foot down, that's called the hanocha. Hanocha is gufa, hanocha is chayf, it's done. I will zorek my, but what if he would pick up the pocketbook, the kiss, going of kiss, b'shams. He picks it up in the Rishus HaRabim, then he throws it into the Rishus HaRabim. So then what? Benazza Shita can't apply there. He can't say, Malach Goyim Adam, he did the Hanocha. He did the Akira in the Rishus HaRabim, then he did the Hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim. If you hold like Rabav in Akira Tzarech Hanocha, then it will be covered with Kamlai B'dirabmineh. So the Gemara asks, so why did the Tosefta make a contrast between the Ganav HaGanav Kis B'Shabbos who did a Hagboah as opposed to Megarav Yoytzei, that then it is B'Yidno? The Gemara should have said that the only time it's not B'Yidno is if he's walking with the Kis. But if he picks up the Kis and he throws it, so then he's not walking, then there's no Hanocha in between. Then he'll say, Akira Tzarech Hanocha, and it's B'Yidno of the Mechayv, it'll become Levi the Rabbinei. So the Gemara asks, why didn't the Tosefta make that contrast? Again, Avol Zorek Mai, but if he would have picked up the pocketbook, the wallet, in the Mishus Erech, and thrown it into the Mishus Rabbin, where would the din be? Potter, if you are like Rabbin, it'll be B'Yidno of the Mechayv. So why do you have to make a contrast between picking up the wallet as opposed to Megarav Yoytzei? Distinguish within picking it up. Did he walk or did he throw it? If he's walking, so then the initial picking up doesn't count because he kept on making hanoch, hanoch, hanoch every time he puts his foot down, and the Rishul Seach makes hanoch. And the Akira, for Shabbos purposes, is only the last footstep that he takes in the Rishul Seach as he's about to leave. And all the first footsteps, he did a hanocha, hanocha, hanocha. So that's only a kinyan for the Geneva. The Chil Shabbos doesn't begin till later. Avol Zorek would be potter, because you can't say mahalach goy medomi. So when he picked it up, he did the Akira. So that Akira tzarech hanocha. So the Brisa should have made that contrast. Livelig v'lisne b'didor, b'med v'amamurim b'mahalach. Then the original picking up is not the Akira. Avol Zorek potter. And for the Gemara, maybe the Tosefta wanted to tell me a chiddush. Megar b'yotzei itzdechle. Well, what's the chiddush? And added chiddush there. Salkadai techamina, the din is that all the malachas of Shabbos have to be done in a normal way. If you do a malach of Shabbos kalach hayad in an unusual, in an abnormal fashion, let's say a person is a righty and he writes with his left hand. So kaisa b'smolo is kalach hayad. It's going to be sloppy. If a person is shalit b'shtayod of his ambidextrous, he writes with the right hand and the left hand, then the Mishnah says in Shabbos, he's chayv whether he writes kosa b'yimin and b'yimin smolo. But if he's a righty, he writes with the left hand, he's not chayv. Let's say he carries some money. Instead of carrying the money in his hand or in his pocket, he carries it in his hat. He puts some money in the hat and he walks out. That's kalach hayad. So one who does a malach of kalach hayad, it's only the Rabbanan. It's not going to become Levi the Rabbinate. It's only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Megar v'yotzei itzdechle. That's a chiddush. The guy's stealing a wallet. So how do you steal a wallet? Take the wallet and you put it in your pocket. You take the wallet and you hold it in your hand. You take the wallet and you have a band on the wallet and you schlep it. That's a woman's pocketbook. So the pocketbook is on the floor and he's schlepping it with a long strap. Is that the normal way to steal it? Is that the normal way? So Tosis says, if he's climbing through a tunnel, if the ganav is climbing through a machteres, then that's normal to schlep on the floor. But we're not talking climbing through a machteres. The guy's on top of the ground. He's not in a tunnel. So the Gemara says one would have thought that in the Gar V'Yetzir, there's no Chilul Shabbos Deraisa because it's Kalach Hayat. He did the Hoitzoa in an unusual fashion. How do you know if you do the Malach of Shabbos in an unusual fashion in a Shinui that you're not Chayiv? Because the Pasuk says Malachas Machshavos. Yeah, where Itaka says Malachas Machshavos, there is such a Pasuk in Chumash. There is such a Pasuk. By what?
Right after Shabbat. It says Malachas Machshavos.
It says by building the Mishkan. Right, the Gemara points out. It says by building the Mishkan, it has to be built in a fashion of Malachas Machshavos. And we establish all the Malachas are derived from the Mishkan. That's the first daf in Bava Kama. Hach da'avi b'mishkan chashivah korei le'av. All the Malachas, all the activities, all the constructive activities that were necessary for building the Mishkan are considered Malachas. So since the Mishkan, the work for the Mishkan was described as Malachas Mashevis, so the Gemara establishes that for Chilul Shabbos Deraisa, you need that it should be Malachas Mashevis. So that concept of Malachas Mashevis teaches us a few dinim. Number one, that if you do the Malachas Kalach Hayad, he writes Ayudei Shino, he writes with his left hand, he makes a sloppy mess. So Ayudei Shino, you're not Chayb. Number two, even if you do with your right hand, we call him a Kalkalim term. If you do a Malachas Deraisa, Ayudei Kilkul, you're not Chayb. Then you learn out a lot of other dinim from Malachas Mashevis. But the Gemara points out that the Malachas Mashevis never says by Shabbos. It really says by Asiyas HaMishkan, but we're borrowing the concept. We're taking from the Asiyas HaMishkan to Malachas Shabbos because that's how we determine what Malachas are also. Whatever was important in Asiyas HaMishkan constitutes a Malacha. So the Gemara says, the Gar V'Yetzi Yitzchalei. No, the Braisa doesn't want to make a contrast between Zorik and Mahalach. Because it's important to tell me this Chiddush. So, one might have thought, "Ain derech etzor bekach." If it's not derech etzor bekach, so there's no chiyuv misa at all. It's only kalach hayatz. It's only the rabbanan. Kamash malan that it is derech etzor bekach. So the Gemara says, "And pray tell, why is that so? What kind of a wallet is it that the guy's stealing? Or b'may, how big a wallet? Iber rav rivi. It was a gigantic pocketbook, and it makes sense to schlep it." Heavy and big and bulky, so instead of carrying it, you can't put it in your pocket, and then it's hard to carry like this. So it makes sense that you schlep it on the ground. So or chihu, then it's normal. So what's the chiddush of the tosefta? The garvi yosi itzachlei. I would have thought that it's kalachayad. Why would you have thought it's kalachayad? That's the normal way to schlep it. Ibizutre, if it's a little wallet, is lav or chihu. So it's talking not normal. So it is kalachayad. So it should not be chayiv. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush? You have a tosef that tells you a chiddush that if you carry on Shabbos by megarev yotzei, I would have thought that it's kalach hayad kamash malon that it's not manam shach. If it's a small wallet, it is kalach hayad. If it's a big pocketbook, there's no havamina. So what's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, it's a medium-sized pocketbook. It's not so small to declare that it's kalach hayad, but it's not so big that it's such a double poshet that it's okay. So the mitzi, it's an intermediate size. They have different sizes pocketbooks. Shait b'mitzi. Here, Tosis raises an issue. B'mitzi. This is an important Tosis to know. It's halacha l'maisa. They quote Gemara in Perek HaSfina. Gemara in Perek HaSfina talks about chotzer and yad and hagbah and meshicha. The Gemara has an interesting chiddush. The Gemara seems to assume that meshicha and hagbah are basically hanuach. It's the same kinyan. Two forms of the same kinyan. Tachnosa l'mishusa. That's how we learned the other day. There's yad. We have the two psukim for yad. And then also the other by the get. That's yad. And then you have chotzer. Chotzer mitam yad. So chotzer is also good. Chotzer mitam yad. The Gemara just had a pilpul in the first parak in Bav Metzia. For the chotzer mitam yodai, it's considered as if the bala chotzer made the kinyan yad. The chotzer mitam shlucha is considered as if a kinyan yad had been made on behalf of the bala chotzer. But everybody agrees that chotzer is a form of kinyan yad. It's learned up in the pasuk with asam biyada, v'matzis and matzah biyada. So yad and chotzer, that's mufurish in the pasuk that yad works. Torish bechzav and chotzer is torish balpeh. And then the hagbah and the mishicha, that's not explicit in the pasuk. And that was the Machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish in the beginning of Perek Azov, where the Mashiach HaMefuresh is min HaTorah. Yish Lakish claims there's a Beferish HaPasik. Akonam Mi'ale Misecha Dabra Nikna Mi'ad Liyad. You kind of metalplein by handing it over. So you see that the Mashiach and HaGboa work. And Rabbi Yechanan says the Mashiach and HaGboa are only mid the Rabbanan. Fine. So the Gemara there in Baba Basa talks about Mashiach and HaGboa. So the Gemara assumes that they're basically the same Kenyan. The Yad and Chotzer is Hachnos Alev Shus HaMamish. The Yad is Mamish my Rishus, and the Chotzer is Mamish my Rishus. So that for sure works Menater. And the Mashiach and HaGboa, it's considered as if it had been Hachnos Alev Shus. It really isn't my Rishus. That's Adu Hagno Bishus, HaGboa Bishus HaMoichem. Or Adu HaMashiach HaBitzidei Rishus HaRab. The Gemara says, Mashiach, when I want to buy a behemoth. So I want to buy an elephant. You go pick up an elephant. It's a heavy, very heavy animal. So one tana holds, So one tana holds that you have to have hagbo. One tana holds, yeah. So the Gemara says, how in the world are you going to do hagbo on an elephant? So the Gemara says, you put it on a lift and you push the button, the elevator, and it picks it up. Okay, he made a hagbo on the elephant. You have the elephant climb up on a platform. You pull the elephant and it should climb up on the platform.
Within the Gemara, so would be a normal way to take a wallet?
Right, so that's what Tosis quotes from this Gemara in Perak HaMoiches HaSfina. If it's a light wallet that's very easy to do a Hagboa on, then the Gemara says the Mashiach is not Koine. Mashiach and Hagboa are both Koine because it's considered as if you did Achnosa L'Rushusa. But by Medvar Ma'amurim that Mashiach is good, if it's very difficult to do hagboa, but it's a very light thing, a wallet, a small wallet to pick up, even if it has a $1 million bill in it, but it's very light. So if it's very easy to do a hagboa, then the Gemara says you're not kind of be Mashiach. Mashiach is considered hachnos al ushus if it's a very heavy item, a sfina. How am I going to do hagboa on a sfina? An elephant. It's too difficult to do hagboa. So one time insists you got to do hagboa on the elephant. Gemara breaks the head. How are you going to do? So the Gemara tells the Anitza how to do Hagbon on an elephant. But we paskin, if it's a very heavy item and it's very difficult to do Hagbon, then probably Lo Misara HaKosav Elo LaChachamim. If you should assume that all of these are derais, if it's the Rabbonin, it's easier. But even if it's derais, it's Lo Misara HaKosav Elo LaChachamim. So they said that if it's too difficult, it's too heavy, it's too difficult to do a Hagbon, then we say the Mashiach also constitutes Hachnosa L'Rishusay. Then the Gemara is going to elaborate both here as well as there in Perek HaMeches HaSvina. The Gemara is going to say, "Bamedvar Mamurim." When you say that Mashiach is considered Hachnosa L'Rishuso, if it's Mashiach Amoshech the Behema into my Chotzer, you are selling a Behema, or you are selling a package of something, and Amoshech it, I schlep it around on the ground, I schlep it into my backyard, my front yard, my house, I schlep it in. So that's Mamish Mashiach into my Rishus. Then you don't even need, it's a Kenya Chotze then, and you don't even need the Mashiach. Or, Vabdu Mashiach B'Simto, or B'Tzidei B'Shus HaRabim. In a little side street, there's no heavy traffic going over there. So then you say he was Mashiach into what's considered his Rishus. But the guy's going to make a Mashiach in the middle of Rishus HaRabim where the traffic is going. The lights are changing and the cars are going this way and that way and the other way. All 10 directions. So Mashiach b'Shus HaRabim is not kind, because that's not considered Hachnosa L'Rishus. Mashiach b'Simto, b'Tzidei b'Shus HaRabim, that is kind. So that's what Tosis is bothered with Akash. That the Gemara there in Bava Basra in Perek HaMeches HaSvina says, commenting on this Tosefta, the same Tosefta is quoted there in Bava Kama. Agonikis b'Shabbos amigar v'yotzei. So the Gemara says, "Megar v'yotzi yikayne b'mishicha." So the Gemara says, "But if it's a kiss, it's easily picked up. And whatever, it's a very light item. You can, it's easy to do hagboa. So mishicha is not considered a hachnasa l'rishusa." So the Gemara says, "What's going on here?" So the Gemara says, "It must be that it's such a pocketbook that's so big and so bulky that it's too difficult to pick up, and therefore it's normal to do a mishicha." So Tosis is bothered with the problem. The Gemara there, Bava Basra, was only focusing on the Kinyan Mashiacha aspect. How can Mashiacha work? If it's such a light item, you can easily do Hagboa. But the Gemara never said a word about the Hilchos Shabbos. They should have said, if it's a light item, how can the price be the same as Chayav ben Afsho? You're not Chayav, it's Kelach HaYad. If he's going to move it on the ground by schlepping it, should be hatzor kalachayad. That's not the normal way to do. So Taisa says, doesn't the sugya there, which totally ignores the issue of chilul Shabbos kalachayad, but be doing a meshicha on a pocketbook, on a wallet, doesn't the Gemara there contradict the Gemara here? Our Gemara said that if you do a meshicha on a wallet, if it's a zutra, the Gemara said, is it a big wallet? If it's zutra, if it's a small wallet, then it is kalachayad to do meshicha. And if it's a big, gigantic, bulky pocketbook, then it's a davar pashut. So what's the chiddush? The Gemara said the chiddush is a mitzi. It's an intermediate size. But Agmar says a davar pashut, if it's a small wallet, then it's haitzor kalachayad. Then you're not chayim. The Gemara there just worried on a different angle. If it's a small wallet, so how is meshicha kaina? Meshicha is on the kaina if it's a heavy item. The Gemara never said, how is there a chilul Shabbos? So the Gemara there seems to contradict the Gemara. So Tosfos has two suggestions. One suggestion is takastira between the two Gemaras. The one Gemara is chalik on the other Gemara. And maybe you can blend the two in together. You don't necessarily have to assume. So that's what the Tosfos has, the two suggestions. But it's important you should know the din. Tosfos quoted from Bavli Basra, from Perek HaMelech HaSfino, that the dvarim shedarkan lahagbiyan, if the thing is very light to pick up, ain't a nickname Meshicha, Ela Bagboa, because Meshicha and Agboa hyphenated constitute the same kinyan. It's exactly the same kinyan.
How is it now? He stands to be lawfish.
Yeah, yeah.
So how is now lawfish? So lawfish, if he takes out the lawfish, he doesn't want to just rest. So that's a new
akhira. That's when he stops to rest, that's called hanachas gufa, kanachas chayfetz, dummy. And when he starts to walk, then I say akhira's gufa, kakira's chayfetz.
So why should that help? That's still bidden of a chayfetz. I mean, the second time he makes the akhira.
Yeah, so the Gemara said like this. He picked up the wallet, and the Rishit picked up a suitcase full of dollar bills, millions of dollars in the suitcase. He picked it up, planning to take out into the street. And then he realizes it's a very heavy suitcase, and he puts it down in the Rishus HaYochid.
Yeah.
He waits for a few seconds. And Mamish made Hanacha, and then he picks it up again. Or he stopped for a few seconds, Lafush, to rest up a little bit, then he goes. So it's a Gloy Milsla Mafreya. The first time he picked it up, then he put it down, that didn't lead to the Chilul Shabbos. It was the second Akira. It was this. So the Chi of Mammon preceded the Chi of Nisan. When do you say it's Bi'idno of the Chilul Shabbos, if that Akira is going to lead up to the Chilul Shabbos, that Akira is going to serve to bring him a Chiyuv Misa. But here he did an Akira, then he did a Hanocha in the Rishus HaYochid. Then he did a second Akira that led to the... The second Akira can't make Komlei with the Rabbinah because he was Kranes Chai B'mam and before.
He didn't do anything. He just picked it up. He didn't steal it yet.
He picked it up intending to steal it.
Intention?
Yeah. No, he did a Kenyan Hagbor. Hagbor is kind of Bishus HaMoicher. So Hagbor for a Ganev constitutes a Kenyan Ganeva Bishus HaNignav. Just like Hagbor is kind of Bishus HaMoicher, so Hagbor for a Ganev constitutes a Kenyan Ganeva, even Bishus HaNignav. That's the premise over here. That's the Mishnah Bav Kamer, that fine text. Haymoshcha v'yotze yomeis. I'm stealing a shorbus, I'm stealing an animal, but I'm stealing an Adei Meshicha. So but I didn't take it out of the Rishus of the Nignav yet, so I didn't make a Meshicha yet. But if I pick it up, then all the Rishayim say, yeah, you picked it up, then Hagbor is kind of Rishus HaMecha. So Hagbor for a Ganev constitutes a Kinyan Ganevi, Rishus HaNignav. So that's a question that Dion at Tyson has. Does the Gemara Bava Basri really contradict our Gemara as far as Kalach HaYad or not? Okay, our Gemara is ganz good. Yes. Mean that Meshicha is not kind of whenever it's a light item that you can do, you can easily do Hagbor, then Meshicha is not kind of. So what if he's been Machteris?
Yeah.
And the normal way to take it is been Meshicha.
Yeah, so
Hilchos Shabbos, that it's not called Kalacha Yad. Yeah. Is that the Mashmos of Tosfos? I don't remember. I don't know. We'll have to look in the Tosfos again. I don't know.
If the person, so we said the Gemara said that I had to teach the Gari Yotzei in order to teach the Chiddush of not Kalacha Yad.
Right.
So why? What about the other case? The case we suggested right before that, where he threw it. That's also. Wouldn't we think that
that's
also?
Throwing it. People toss packages. If it has fragile things, it says handle with care. Don't put it upside down. So that's not normal to throw. But if it's a wallet, people throw it. People toss wallets. I would think that it is normal. I don't know. Zorik is normally chayv on Shabbos, yeah, unless it's Kalach Hayat. Sometimes it'll be Kalach Hayat. Okay. Yeah, so normally on Shabbos, Zorik is Kedarko. Yeah, it's not Kalach Hayat. So why? Fine. So what did the Gemara interpret this whole Tosefta here? Fascinating Tosefta. A guy in Kisbe Shabbos, he did the Hakboah before the Chil Shabbos, so it's not Biyidna. Migar V'yetze, then it is Biyidna. Yeah, why is it Biyidna? Because it's kind of been Meshicha. And the second he takes it into the Rishus HaRabim, he does a Hanocha, so that's the Chilul Shabbos, and simultaneously that constitutes the Kinyan Geneva. So the Kinyan Geneva is simultaneous with the Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, how is that so? So the Gemara says, Uda'at Kalahecha, 10 lines from the top. When he megarviyatz is schlepping it on the ground till it leaves the rishus of the nignav and it enters into the new rishus. Where is the new rishus? Whose rishus is it in front? If he takes it out from the rishus on nignav and he lives right on the street, he takes it into the street. Is a Shabbos ikah? There's a chilul Shabbos and a chiyuv skila. Is a gneiva leka? Because mishicha is not kind of rishus harabim. That's the gemara in Perek Hamoeches Hasvina. That the whole idea behind Mashiach and Hagbah is that you did a hachnasa l'ushuscha, but in the middle of a shus harabim, you have no right to leave things over there. There's heavy traffic going back and forth, walking traffic, and automobiles and animals roaming around over there. So you have no right. So that's not called hachnasa l'ushuscha. Idafke l'ushuscha yochid, and if his, the ganef, is the next door neighbor of the nignav. So he steals the kiss, he steals the wallet, he schleps the Megari Yetz until it lands in his backyard. So he makes a Kenyan Meshicha, makes a Kenyan Chotzer. The Ganef made a Kenyan Meshicha and a Kenyan Chotzer on the item. So he's a Geneva Ika, you understand why he's kind of a Kenyan Geneva. He made a Chotzer, it's his Rishu Sayachat. He's a Shabbos Lekka, but there's no Chilul Shabbos. It takes from Rishu Sayachat to another Rishu Sayachat. That's only an Issa Mederabbanan, that Shlomo HaMelech made a Takana. That you have to have a Eruv Chatzeris to carry from Beis Yoshel Reuven, the base of Shal Shimon. But there's no Chilul Shabbos there. I said this. I was in Mischai Ben Asher. And for the Gemara, the answer must be, Lotzricha, like we said before, B'mitzi. Benani is also Benani. Lotzricha. The case is, the Afke the Tzid, the Rishus Haram. He carried it, he did Meshicha from the Rishus HaNigna, from the Rishus HaYochid, into the side of the street. Now the main traffic of the street goes in the middle of the street. Yeah, in order to be Rishus Haram, the Raisa, the Gemara says it has to be Tezayin Amah wide. What's the idea behind Tezayin Amah wide? Because in the Midbar, all the halachas of Shabbat, all the halachas are learned out from the Mishkan, and Haitzos learned out from the Masoros when they were traveling in the Midbar. So the traveling in the Midbar led up to the building of the Mishkan in the new location. But that's also called Melechas HaMishkan. So when they would put the Kroshim on top of the Agolos, or take the Kroshim off, top of the Agolas had the status of Rishus HaYochid, and the street had the status of Rishus HaRab. So there was Moitzim Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Machnes Rishus HaRab, meant to Rishus HaYochid, and in the Midbar, the Gemara ascertains that it had to be a minimum of Tezayin Amah wide, because it had to have enough room for the Shishim Riba people. So you need Roy, you need Tezayin Amah, like in the Midbar, because it was Roy L'Shishim Riba. Do you actually need the Shishim Riba people roaming in the street? So that was the Machlokes HaRishayim. The Rashi and Tosfos say you actually need Shishim Riba people living in the city, and Rishonim maybe have people roaming in the streets. And other Rishonim say, no, you just need Tesayinamu, which is Roy L'Shishim Ribo. In the Midbar, the streets, the Gemara proves the streets were Roy L'Shishim Ribo. They were traveling there.
Okay. So, isn't that from the Agalos and the Prussians?
Right. Right. The Gemara works out. How do you know that it was Tezayinama wise? Right. So the Gemara assumes that that's called Roy L'Shishim Ribo. They calculate 16 Amas based on the Agolas, based on the Krushim, but it means it's Roy L'Shishim Ribo. So the Shaila is, you can have a Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, you don't have to have train tracks, you don't have to have Dafke automobiles to go in the middle. So it can be Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa even without automobiles, without trains. But you have to have bikua harabim, not just hiluch harabim. You have to have bikua harabim. The rabbim have to be able to go through. So the Gemara has a machlok zatana. And what about tzidei rishus harabim? Tzidei rishus harabim is on the side. It doesn't mean by us. You see, people think the middle of the street where the cars go, that's rishus harabim. The sidewalk on either side where the people walk, that's tzidei rishus harabim. That's not true. In the days of the midbar, there were no cars. The people walked, that was the Rishus HaRabim. By us, the sidewalks on either side are the Rishus HaRabim. That's not Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim would be a different thing. Let's say you have the buildings are indented sometimes. So that you can't have Biku HaRabim, the public can't go straight. They go straight on the sidewalk, but then if there's an indentation, if they're going to go in the they have the right to go in the indentation. It's all part of Rishus HaRabim. But there isn't, there's hiluch haram, but there's no biku haram. Biku haram means they go straight, they go benachas over there. So that's a machlekes hatanoim in Masechet Shabbos, where the tzidei rishus haram is kirishus haram domi or not. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know, daafkele hecha, when he did the meshicha, from the rishus of the nignav into the next rishus, what is the next rishus? If it's rishus harabim, so the ganav is not koneh b'mshicha b'rishus harabim. And if it's a rishus hayochid, so there's no chilul Shabbos. Mora says, no, it is a rishus harabim, but it's tzidei rishus harabim. Right. And what does that help? So the Gemara says, l'tzvicha, the case must be davke the tzidei rishus harabim. There's an indentation over there. There isn't straight hiluch harabim, tzidei. So whose opinion are you going like? The Tosefta on Amud Aleph, I'm going to kiss b'Shabbos. Whose opinion is it following? Ikir Reb Leizer, if you're following the Tana in the Mishnah and Shabbos, Reb Leizer Dama. It's in Erevin, not in Shabbos. Ikir Reb Leizer Dama, Tzidu Rishus Ram Kishus, Rabim Damu, Isa Shabbos, Isa Gnei Baleka, Baita. According to Reb Leizer, that Tzidu Rishus Ram is Kishus, Rabim Damu for Shabbos purposes, so the Gemara thought at this point the Gemara is going to back out, they're going to reject it. More thought at this point that just like Reb Leizer holds Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Dinei Kirishus HaRabim for Chilul Shabbos purposes, so it's also Dinei Kirishus HaRabim for Kinyan Meshicha purposes. Meshicha is not kind of Rishus HaRabim. Meshicha is only kind of Besimto. So they thought Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Kirishus HaRabim, so just like Meshicha Rishus HaRabim is not kind of, he can't call Harachnosa Rishusa because the guy has no right to stop over there. That's not called Rishusa. The public is traveling over there. And Iker Rabbanon, and if you're going to assume that this Tosefta on Amud Aleph, again, if Kis B'Shabbos goes like the Chachamim, the Amri, their opinion is, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Lav Ki Rishus HaRabim Dom, it's a Carmelis, and it's not Rishus HaRabim. So he's a Gnei Ve'Iker, fine, it's a Carmelis. So Mashiach is Koine in the Simto, or in the Carmelis, but Isu Shabbos Lekha. The Brisa says that there's a Chilu Shabbos. So Gemara, Lioi Lami goes like Rab Leizer. Leizer holds Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Ki Rishus HaRabim. But he only said that benegiah to Shabbos. Why? It is called, you don't need Bikua Rabim. The Rabim go, the street is 16 amas wide. So there's Bikua Rabim in the middle of the street. Then you have a little indentation, because one of the buildings was built a little indented. So it's on the same ground level. It's the same Rishus HaRabim. So also Dinakim Rishus HaRabim. It's also Dinakim Rishus HaRabim. There's a din of Chorei Rishus HaYochid, Ki Rishus HaYochid Domi. Chorei Rishus HaRabim is not Ki Rishus HaRabim. You have to have to become a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, you have to have 16 Amos wide, and you have to have Shel Rabim, let's say, Rockefeller Plaza. On all the sides, it is a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Only Rockefeller Plaza privately owned by Rockefeller Foundation. So you can argue the point and say, let's say, Rockefeller Plaza, you're going to say, it's not Dina Kushus Rab De Raisa, so therefore Mashiach is Kaina. No. Mashiach is not Kaina there. They give everybody permission to go. So there's Mamish Bikur Rabim there. The two Dinim are not totally Zed Zed. Let's say Yab Rishus Rabim has a roof on top of it. So Gemara says, Rishus Rabim Mekura. If you have a tikra on top of the Rishus Rabim, it's not a Rishus Rabim De Raisa. But there is Bikur HaRabim. There's heavy traffic going through. So just because you say Rishus Rabim Mekure is not Dina Ki Rishus Rabim, so therefore you're going to say that Mashiach is kind of there. No, Mashiach is not kind of Rishus Rabim, is not connected with Hilchus Rishus Rabim and Hilchus Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says. Even if you hold like Rab Lezer, that Tzidu Rishus Rabim is Dina Ki Rishus Rabim, that's for Shabbos purposes. Abelinya Gineva, Linya Mashiach, it is kind of. Because Sof Kol Sof, there is no Bikur HaRabim over there. There is no, the Gemara has a din in the first paragraph of Shabbos. Chorei Rishus HaYochid, Ki Rishus HaYochid Domi. If you have an area that's a Rishus HaYochid, it's Dal Tfachim, it has mechitzas around it, then it has a little extension. So since, let's say, it has a porch that goes out, and the porch doesn't have any fence around it. Porch should have a fence, you need a maka. You don't put a maka, somebody can get killed. So they have a porch, they didn't put up a maka yet. So the din is, if the inside of the house is dina kushus hayachid, so the windowsill or the porch that stretches out in the front, in the back, whatever, whatever stretches out, is chorei rishus hayachid ki rishus hayachid. I mean, even though it doesn't have mechitzas around it, the inside of the house has mechitzas around it. So the part that the floor extends, as long as it extends even the windowsill, if the windowsill is within 10 tefachim to the floor, it's also called chorei rishus hayachid ki rishus hayachid.
It's not because...
No, Rishus HaYochid is Ola Adler Rakia is above the Rishus HaYochid, but this is on the side. This is to the right or to the left. Let's say I have a house, then I have a front porch and a back porch. And the porches don't have any mechitza. It doesn't have a mechitza, it shouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid, but the inside of the house does have mechitzas. So the porch in the front and the back is an extension of the same floor, that's called Chorei Rishus HaYochid Ki Rishus HaYochid Ami. An extension of the Rishus HaYochid. An extension. Sometimes it doesn't apply. Sometimes, let's say, you have, where I go in the summertime the last couple of years, I have a front porch, which doesn't have a mechitza around it, but the porch, the floor of the porch is within 10 tefachim to the ground level. So you can't say, chorei rishus hayachid ki rishus hayachid dami. It's an extension of the porch, because it's part of the karmelis over there. It's part of the rest of the street. But if you have, let's say, a tall apartment building, and you're on the 10th floor, and you have a gzustra that's sticking out. So the gzustra is an extension of the inside. So since inside has a mechitza, it's a rishus hayachid, so the gzustra that's sticking out is also, you should put a makeh, but even if you don't put a makeh, it's going to be a chorei rishus hayachid. But there is no din of chorei rishus harabim. Let's say Rockefeller Plaza is not a rishus harabim rice. Why don't you say, but on all the four sides, the street belongs to the municipality, it's not privately owned. So say Rockefeller Plaza is also Chorei Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara said there is no din of Chorei Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim has to have all the properties to it, has to have all the conditions. Missing a condition is not. Let's say part of the Rishus HaRabim has a tikra, but the part that doesn't have a tikra is a Rishus HaRabim. So why don't you say even the part that has a tikra is a Chorei? You can say from today till next year, but Chorei Rishus HaRabim is not Rishus HaRabim Domi. So that's why there's a machlokes, Reb Lezer and the Chachamim regarding Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So the Chacham hold there's no Bikur HaRabim over there, and the Tzidei is a Chorei. It's an extension of the Rishus HaRabim, but there is no such halacha the Chorei Rishus HaRabim. And Reb Lezer says no, that's okay. Zimnin the Dachki Rabim Abayli Lehosam. Once in a while, the Rabim, it'll be so crowded in the streets, so the Rabim will squeeze into this indented area also. That's also called Baki Barabim. And the Chachamim say, no, Baki Rabim means you go hiluch mefulosh. They go straight, not they go into the indentation they go at. Once in a while, zimnin, sometimes dachki rabim, that doesn't make it bikur harabim. So that's the machleg. So the Gemara says, the whole machlegs are blazer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Erevin on Tzadik Dalet, that's only been a get to hilcha Shabbos purposes. Avol inyam mikne, koni, my time with halosh chiche rabim, It's only tzidei rishus haram. It's like a symptom. So there, Mashiach would be kind. Everybody agrees, Mashiach would be kind in the tzidei rishus haram. There wouldn't be a machlokes. What were we working on? What are we trying to solve over here? The sefer of that Tosefta and Baba Kama. A guy who kissed B'Shabbos means he did the Hakboah. Megar V'yotzi means he did a Mashiach. So if he did a Mashiach, then it's going to be Kamala B'Dirah, because it's going to be B'Yidna. When he takes it out, when he takes the kiss, when he takes the wallet out of the Rishus of the Nignav, so it's simultaneous. The Chilul Shabbos is simultaneous with the Kinyan Geneva. So the Gemara asks, how can it be simultaneous? If it's a Rishus HaYochid next to the Chotzer of the Nignav, so there's no Chilul Shabbos there, I said. It's only the Rabbanan. They can't carry from one person's Rishus HaYochid into the other person. But that's not a Nisa Deraisa. There's no Chiyav Misa. And if it's a Rishus HaRabim, so fine, there's a Chilul Shabbos. But Mashiach is not Koine Rishus HaRabim. So how is he Koine? Tosis says to Kasha, there is a din that Dalar Amas are Koine. The Mishnah and Bava Metzia, the Gemara and Bava Metzia in the first pair, the Dalar Amas is Koine. And there's a Machlokes in the Gemara there in Bava Metzia, where the Dalar Amas and the Takon of Dalar Amas, the Takana de Rabbanan. Takana de Rabbanan, I'll be Pashtas. There's a Peledik at Tosis Rid on that Gemara. Tosis Rid claims that Dalar Amas is a Kenyan de Raisa Minigat to a Get. And the Gemara says it's the Takana de Rabbanan, that's Minigat to Metzia. But by Get, it's a real Din de Raisa. So that's the Shver, a difficult Tosis Rid. The Pashtas is the whole Dalar Amas is a Takana de Rabbanan. So the Gemara there in Bob Metzia has a machlokes amaroim, whether the takana of Dalar Amas in the Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil idiafke. So the Tosfos refers him, but when see daf yud, there's a machlokes amaroim, whether the takana of the Rabbanan of Dalar Amas was instituted even in Rishus HaRabim or only in a simto. So Tosfos asks, according to that opinion, that the takana even applies, but Dalar Amas even applies in the Rishus HaRabim, so why didn't the Gemara raise that possibility over here? He did the Mashiach of the kiss, the wallet, into the Rishus HaRabim, and it's kind of not me din Mashiach. No, Mashiach of Rishus HaRabim is not kind. It's kind of because it's within his Dalar Amas. The Ganav is standing right next to the wallet. So the wallet is nikna to the Ganav, in Kinyan Geneva, is Chai Bionson, based on Dalar Amas. The Taisa says, that's ridiculous. Dalar Amas is a takona de Rabbanu. Why should they make a takona on behalf of a Ganav? That the Ganav should be considered a Kenyan Geneva. It should be Chai Bionson. They don't make takonas like that. Why did they initiate the takon of Dalar Amas? They initiated it for a get, that the man wants to divorce his wife, and instead of giving her the get in her hand and in her pocket, he throws the get to her in the middle of the street. They made a takon, she shouldn't be an aguna. So they said Dalar Amas around the woman is kind of the get. And they made a takon of Kehech Dolalese Linsuye. If you find a Metzia, so if the Metzia is Tuch my Dalar Amas, no one else has a right to take it, because otherwise the people are going to kill each other. I'm going to see this $1 million bill, so I'm going to lean over and you're going to see it, so I'm going to start punching you, you're going to punch me, we're going to fight with each other. Made a takana, whoever is close to the Chayfetz Shalhefke, Tuch Dalar Amas is Kaina, and that's the end. So they made a takana de Rabbana by Metzia, Keech de Lalaisi Linsui. Made a takana de Rabbana by a get, Mishum Iguna, made a takana. But to make a takana by a ganav, that the ganav should be chai b'yonsen because it's Tuch Dalar Amas, so Tosfos says, not mistaber. There's no. So that's why the Gemara assumes that it must be a kinyan Mashiach, a real Mashiach. So Mashiach b'shus Rabim is not kaina. So they said it must be tzidei b'shus Rabim. And even if you hold like Rab Leizer that tzidei b'shus Rabim is k'b'shus Rabim dami, yeah, that's only for Hilcha Shabbos purposes. Zim de nedachki Rabim v'aili lehosim. So that's also called Bikur HaRabim. But Rab Leizer would never say it, and again, canceling kinyan Mashiach there. Mashiach is kind of a symptom, but tzidei b'shus Rabim, everybody agrees. Yeah, probably means the Kinyan Geneva. It doesn't mean Issa Geneva. The Issa Geneva, he is over. Means the Kinyan Geneva. He didn't do the Kinyan yet. Didn't do the Kinyan, so he's not in Schai Beyonce. That's what I mean.
In the Shidduch and Bretzes, they make the Philip, but they weren't attacking it by Sadal Damos, by Geneva, because there's an Issa.
Because Ben Kovakov, there's an Issa.
There's an Issa. Nesra, but because there's a Nesra, therefore they were not mitakin, they couldn't.
Okay, because he's doing wrong anyway. You don't have to institute a takana that he's a king. Yeah, he's doing an aveira anyway. You don't have to make it worse than it is. Yeah. So that was the issue that the Gemara was coming to work on. How can it be made Megariyetze, the minute it lands under the Rishus HaRabim, it's Biyidna both together, the Chilul Shabbos, but the Kinyan and the Gemara. How can it be? If it's a Rishus HaRabim, so Mashiach is not kind of Rishus HaRabim. If it's Rishus HaRabim, so there's no Chilul Shabbos. Gemara said, see the Rishus HaRabim. So Rav Ashi comes to give a different answer on that kasha. Li'olam it's a Rishus HaRabim. I Mashiach is not kind of Rishus HaRabim. No, the second he pulled out into the street, he was Mitzarv Yod Lamata. He put his hand over there, and he had it, and he pushed it into his hand. So he has a Kenyan Yad. Not that Mashiach is kind of Mashiach Saram. Yad is kind of. So Yad is a double portion. Rav Ashi HaMakagon, Shetziref Yod Lamata Mishloi Shavi Kibloi. And why does that help? So the way we have the Gears and the Gemara, there's the quotes Rabbi Natan crossed out a whole line over here. So the way we have the Gears and the Gemara says, and why does that help? How do you know that there exists a Kenyan Yad? Kidei Rava, as Rava said. The Omar Rava, Rava is coming to establish that there's a Kenyan Yad. Taisus heckles that Rashi, what do you mean? You need Rava to establish a Kenyan Yad. It's Psuk in the Chumash. V'nasam b'yoda by the get, himas v'simadz b'yoda ha'gnevi by the gnevi. Kenyan Yad is Torah Shebichzav. Tin Yechotzev is Adrasha, the Torah Shebapa. You don't need Rava to tell you that there's a Kenyan Yad. So that's what Taisus doesn't like the Girsa. Taisus either crosses out the Girsa or gives a different interpretation. But this is the way Rashi learns. The Gemara discovers America, Rav Ashi discovers America, this such an institution as the Kinyan Yad, Ki de Rava. How do you know there's such a thing? The Amar Rava, Yadu Shaladam Chashuv Aloi, Ka Arboa Al Arboa. What's that halacha? In order to be considered a Kira, in order to be considered Hanocha, the Gemara says in the first parak, Masech Hashabbos, you have to do Akira me al gabi mokum dalar al dalar, then you have to do Hanocha al gabi mokum dalar al dalar. So the Gemara says, what if the guy is standing in the Rishu Sayachu with a spoon in his hand, with a diamond ring in his hand, and then he walks out into the street. So it's Akira is gufo, Kakira is chayfetz domin. But he's making an Akira, he's doing the Akira with the chayfetz, the ring, the diamond ring is on his hand. So it's not dalar al dalar tvochim, and then he does hanochi. He stands still in the Rishus HaRabim. So I say hanochas gufo, hanochas chayfetz dami. Where's the hanochas chayfetz? On his hand. Hand doesn't have dalar al dalar tvochim. So by definition, a hand doesn't have dalar. So how you have a chayef? The Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in Shabbos says the balabais puts some money or some food into the hand of the oni. So the balabais did the akira, and the oni does the hanochi. What akira? What hanochi? The hand of the balabais doesn't have dalar adal tvachim. The hand of the honey doesn't have dalar adal tvachim. So there's no akira v'anocha. So the Gemara works hard till they come to the conclusion. Amar Rav, Yerushalayim chashuv alo ki dalar al dalar. That's normal. Yerushalayim chashuv alo. So now Rashi's gives in the Gemara, that's the way it's printed in our editions, in the Gemara, Rashi's gives in the Gemara is that just like Rav said, Yerushalayim chashuv alo ki dalar al dalar. So therefore, that enables us to come up with this big discovery. Columbus discovered America, that there's a Kenyan Yad, that if you hold something in your hand, it's considered a mokum. Less than dalal dal is not a mokum, and a Kenyan Yad is hachnosa l'rishuso. So how can you call it hachnosa l'rishuso if it's less than the sheer mokum? So the answer is that Yerushalayim is considered a mokum. That's considered hachnosa l'rishuso. That's why Rashi has the gears in the Gemara. Because Rav has said, "Benegiat Akira v'Anocha Gabi Mokum Dala Al Dalit Yerushalayim Chashuv Ala Kedala Al Dalit." So that enables us to come up with this whopper of a chiddush, this tremendous chiddush niflo, that there exists a Kenyan Yad. They said, "What do you need a Rav? Kenyan Yad is a mefurish pasuk. Why do you have to philosophize?" So that's what Tosis is not happy. Either they cross out the Girsa or they reinterpret the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Ravacha masni hochi. What we just said until now was Ravacha's version. However, Ravina, masni Ravina, had a different version of the whole story. That what li'olam davki l'rishus harabim. We said li'olam afki the tzidei rishus harabim, and it goes Aliba and the Tosefta goes like the Tana Reb Lezer, who says in the end of the Erevin Dab Tzadik Dalet Tzidu Shusarabim is called Biku Harabim, it is Dinukim Shusarabim, but even though Dinukim Shusarabim vis-a-vis Shabbos, not Dinukim Shusarabim vis-a-vis the Dinukim Mashiach is not Kainim Shusarabim. Mashiach is Kainim Besimto, who would see Dinukim Shusarabim. That was the first version. And Ravina Masni Hachi, Ravina has a different version, that one. Not Liolam Dafke the Tzidei. Ravina Mas Liolam Dafke the Shusarabim. He did a Mashiach into the Shusarabim. I'm a Sheikha Bishus Rabbim is not kaina, but for the Ganef is kaina. The Ganef has to do a Haitzoa Mishus Anignav. He doesn't have to do a Haknosel of Shusai. He's not really kaina to get a Kenyan Geneva. So Bishus Rabbim Nami Kon Utravayu, this Machloike is Ravina in Ravache. Where the Mashiach B'Shus Rabbim, the Gemara says in Amoichas Asfino, the Gemara says Mashiach B'Shus Rabbim is not kind. But the Gemara there is talking about Mekech HaMemka, Matonim, Mashiach B'Shus Rabbim is not kind. You can't consider Hachnosa L'Rishusar. Maybe for the purposes of the Ganef, I should say Mashiach B'Shus Rabbim is kind. So that's the machlokes between Ravina and Ravache. Which Rabbi, they both are arguing b'diyuka d'homas nitna komifligi. This time we have a Mishnah in Baba Kama Ayin Tes. Ayin Moshech v'yotze yameis. B'shus ha'baylim, the Ganef is stealing a behema and walking, and making, he didn't do a hakbah. If he would pick up the animal and the b'shus of the nignav, so hakbah is kind of b'shus ha'mocher. So that constitutes a kinyan geneva, but he's not picking it up. Ayin Moshech v'yotze, he's leading the animal on with a rope, with a leash or whatever, and the animal is walking after him. So, Kozman, the animal didn't leave the Rishus of the Nignav, there's no Kinyan Geneva. The animal drops dead, Rishus Abayl and Potter. The Ganav is Potter Beyonsen, because he didn't do the Kinyan Geneva yet. Higbiho, what if he does Hagba Bishus Nignav? Or if he took it out of the, he did the Mashiach, he left the Rishus Abaylam amazed, then the animal drops dead. After he took it into Rishus Rabbim Chayv, so Ravina Dik Mireisha Avach Dik Misayf. Ravina Dik Mireisha was his diuk. Hayemoshcha v'yotze emes b'shus habaylim potter. Only b'shus habaylim. He never finished the meshicha. Time of the mes b'shus habaylim. Ha'otziyam b'shus habaylim umes. As long as he leaves the b'shus habaylim Chayv, even though it's in the middle of the b'shus Rabbim, and meshicha b'shus Rabbim is not kind. Not kind for mechira. Not kind for matone. But for a ganav l'schay b'yonsin, it is kind. Ravacha diik misayfer. Ravacha holds no that you make a diik from the last line in the Mishnah. What does it say? Higbiyo if the ganav did a hakbah b'shus anignav oshetziyoy oshahotziyo. So it sounds like hoitzo dumi the hakbah. Ma hakbah dosi liv shusay. Hakbah is considered hachnos liv shuso. Even hakbah b'shus amoicher. And the ganav does hakbah b'shus anignav. So hakbah is always called hachnos liv shusay. But if he's going to do a Meshicha into the Rishus Rabbim, so just like it's not a Hachnosa L'Rishuso to be Koine in Amechus Asrino, you're not Koine in the Maton, you're not Koine by the Mechira, so what Dinami, there's no Kinyan Geneva by the Ganafida. You don't say the definition of Geneva is Meshicha taking it out of the Rishus Anignav, even though it never entered the Rishus of the Gan. So that's the Machlekes Rav Acher Ravina. When the Meshicha into Mashiach entered the Bishus Rabbi Mamish, where Mashiach is not Kaina, is it enough to make the Gan of Chayiv beyond Sinana? So Gemara asked, so each one was Madak from a different part of the Mishnah. So what's the other one going to do with that deal? So Gemara asks, Ravacha Kasha Reisha, Ravina Kasha Sefer, what does each Amar do with the other one's deal? So Gemara says, Reisha, Ravacha Lord Kasha, Kamadalos, as we should say, Rishus Bailam Karina Bey. The Mishnah says, Haimosha v'yotze ameis b'shus ha'baylim, the ganav is not chay. Sounds like the second you take it out, the ganav is chay, even he takes it out into the b'shus ha'rabim. So he says, no. Avach holds that that's not what it means. Haimosha v'yotze, if he does a Mashiach b'shus ha'nignav, it's not kaina. And even if it's in the b'shus ha'rabim, it's also considered b'shus ha'nignav. It's only called the hachnosa l'rishusi if it's into mamish and to my rishus, adjacent to the Rishus HaNignav or into a Simto, or the Tzidu Rishus HaRam. And then the Sefer Rabbeinu Lakasha, it's so dim and dark, well, I mean, you know, So it's a machlekes amaroim, machlekes amaroim. On the level of their eyes, it sounds like that. On the level of their eyes, a ganef in order to be chai beyonsin has to have a kinyan geneva. A ganef steals something, so even if an oinus occurs later on, if himotzi simotzi biyoda, if he made a kinyan yad, he made a kinyan geneva, then it's chai beyonsin. What else is it relevant for? The ganef to be chai bekefil has to also make a kinyan geneva. If he doesn't make a kinyan geneva, he's not chai beyonsin, he's not chai bekefil either. What else is it relevant for? The kinyan geneva to be kind of bishinoi later on. If the ganav steals something and then it changes, so shina is kind of only if the ganav had a kinyan geneva. If the ganav doesn't have a kinyan geneva, let's say we pass in karka in and exelis. There's a machlekes satanoim, the end of Bava Kama, machlekes in the Mishnah, Rablezer Nechachamim, where the karka and exelis are karka in and exelis. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Sifro of the Sifrei, if you move over the fence, you move over your masik vul and you steal a karka, for sure there's an Isa Gzela, the Araisa, either Geneva or Gzela. If the next door neighbor doesn't realize that I moved over the fence, then it's Geneva. It's Beseser. And if he realizes that I moved over the fence, then it's Gzela. If he knows it's Gzela, if he doesn't know it's Geneva. So Rashi says there is a lav, stealing karka, there is a lav. The Rambam also quotes that. Sifron Sifrei, there is a lav. But the Machlegas Hatanayim, where the karka and Gzelis, is there a Kinya Geneva on the karka? Is there a kinyan geneva? So the main afkamina. So the Gemara has in the end of Bava Kama and afkamina. If I steal someone's automobile and I made a kinyan geneva on, and then I keep it for a week and then I give it back after the week, I was using his automobile for a week. If I would have rented an automobile, I would have had to pay rent. So do I have to pay him for the rental of the automobile? He never gave me permission to use it bichlal. But do I have to pay for the schiras? So the Gemara says it depends whether I stole karka or metalklin. If he stole metalklim, so the ganav has a kinyan geneva. So in a certain sense, it's considered his, even his lahakil, not just lahachmer. The ganav has a kinyan geneva. It's chay beyonsin lahakil that he doesn't pay for tashmishin. But if he steals a karka, the guy has an apartment, and I move into his house and I lock the door and he can't use it, and I stay there for a week. So if he would have been able to rent it for a week, but I stole it, I didn't let him come in. So the Gemara says karka in and exelis. So I don't have a kinyan gzeila on the karka. According to Rabbi Lezer, I have a kinyan gzeila on the karka, so I'm potter on tashmishim. We don't pass like the Tana Rabbi Lezer. We pass on karka in an gzeilas. So you don't have a kinyan gzeila. Then the Mishnah has another nafkamida between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim, where the shinui is koina. Let's say avodim hukshu lekarkos. Every knaini has the same din. You have a pasuk in Chumash. Whenever there's a halacha that distinguishes between karka and metalpalim, so we always say avodim hukshu lekarkos. As the pasuk says, if you buy an eved ivri and you die, so it doesn't go. There's no din of Yerusha. It's a little bit eved ivri, eved sabein, no eved sabas, a little bit. But basically, it's not the regular din of Yerusha. But if you buy an eved knaini, the pasuk says, "Visnachalta moisem levnechem acherechem lereshas sachuz asolam leolam hem tavoidu." He doesn't go out b'sheish. He remains an eved knaini leolam, but doesn't go b'yovel. So the Chumash uses a verb, v'his nachaltem. Nachalo is a technical term, a verb that usually applies to karka. There's Yerusha and there's nachalo. So Yerusha means metal. Have a lot of money, have a lot of money in the bank, it goes be Yerusha. Have a house, that's a nachalo. So the Chumash refers to the Ebek Naini as a nachalo. So the Gemara says the choice of that verb, v'his nachaltem, is an indication, na'avodim hukshu l'karkos. So the Gemara says, according to the way we pass on the karka en and the gzelis, there is a lav gzela, but there's no kinyonic gzela. So who are the nami ebed knaini? There's no kinyonic, no kinyonic gzela. So if I steal someone else's ebed knaini, and I keep him working for me for 50 years, then I give him back, he's an old man with gray hair. He's falling apart. I stole him when he was 25, and now he's 75. So I told him 25, he had black hair, he's young, running around, able to accomplish a lot. Then I give him back 50, 60 years later, he's an old man. So the Mishnah says, maybe it's shinui. Maybe shinui should be kaina. You can't recognize him. He doesn't look the same as he did 50, 60 years ago. So gozal avonim v'hiskinu. I stole an eved, and the eved became, he aged. Age crept up on him, and he looks totally different. So there's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah. Are you kaina Are you kind of the Eviknani Bishinoi? So the Gemara says there are two issues of Vav. One issue of Vav is maybe Avadim Lohukshu Lekarkos. That itself a Machlekes Hatanai. Maybe Eviknani is Lohukish Lekarka. And even if you hold Avadim Hukshu Lekarkos, maybe Karka is Nixelis. The way we pass in Allah, we pass in Avadim Ahukshu Lekarkos and Karka ain't Nixelis. So you're not kind of the Eviknani Bishinoi. Even though Gozel Avadim Hiskinu, he aged and he looks totally different, so you have to give back the Eben. You can say Haresh Alach Lefanecha. You don't say that the Ganav was kind of the Eved Bishina. So the Kinyan Geneva is relevant, first of all, Lizchai Bionson. Secondly, to be kind of Bishinoi. If there's no Kinyan Geneva, let's say Karkain and Exelos, Avadim Ain and Exelim, so you're not kind of Bishinoi. Then number three, because Metaltalim on Exelim, there is a Kinyan Zela, so the Gazlan is Potami Tashlishim, Mitashmishim. He doesn't have to pay for the hishtamshus. Mashenikin, if he steals a boat and he uses it, the boat is metalplin. But if he steals an ebed, or he steals karka, so that's einan nixel. Karka einan nixel, so avadim hukshu lekarkos, no kinyan gzela, so then the ganav who used it for a week or for a month or for a year has to pay for the tashmishim, has to pay for the hishtamshus. So this halacha of kinyan gzela is relevant. That's based on the pasuk, imatzi simatzi biyodo. The Gemara understood there that there's a Kinyan Yad and a Kinyan Chotzer, that's the Kinyan Genevim. So the Gemara says, who are the name Kinyan Hagbor, Kinyan Meshicha. Kinyan Hagbor, Kinyan Meshicha. So the Kinyan Meshicha, usually to be Kaina, Metaltele Meshicha B'Shus Rabban is not Kaina. What about over here, to be Kaina, Kinyan Gzela? So that's Machlek, it's Rabacha Ravina. Whether the Ganef is Kaina, be Kinyan Gzela, if he does the Meshicha into the Meshusara. So one is Medayik from the Reisha of the Mishnah, Bava Kama, Dafayin Test. One is Medayik from the Seif. Yeah. What about this halacha that the Ganav makes the Meshicha, and makes the Hagboa? This Tosefta and Bava Kama. It's the Mishnah and Bava Kama. Mishnah and Bava Kama. Haimoshcha v'yotze emeis, Higbiyo b'shusay. The Mishnah and the Tosefta say beferish that Hagboa and Meshicha constitute Kinyanim for the Gazlan. If you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that Dvar Torah Mois Kainas, and Mashiach and Agbo is only kind of by Metaltalim Midirabbonim. So the Ganav is only, it's only considered Kinyanik Zeilu Midirabbonim. The Chumash only has Yodo, Imatzi Smatzi Bi Yodo, and then any other Chatzer, Minan Tamilam, Imatzi Smatzi Mikomakom. So based on the Torah Shebichzav, you have Chotzer. Based on Torah Shebichzav, you have Yad. Then the Torah Shebalpain makes a Drasha, you have Kinyan Chotzer. And the Mashiach and Agbo is only Midirabbonim, the way we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Sheikh and Agbo is only mid the Rabbanon?
According to Ramban, it's also the other way.
We said Taisvis holds Meshich and Agbo is only mid the Rabbanon by a Mecher. By Matone, Taisvis says, whenever there's money to pay, then Rabbi Yechanan holds by Torah Mois Kindness when there's money to pay. If there's no money to pay, like by Matone, then Taisvis claims Meshich and Agbo worked Menat Torah. And the Ramban disagreed with Taisvis. So over here by the Gzelu also, there's no money to pay. The guy's stealing. What are you talking? He should have paid money. He's stealing it. So according to Taisis, Bishich and Agbo worked Menat Torah. According to the Ramban, that's a question. According to the Ramban, the Mashiach and Agbo is only the Rabbanon, even by Matone. So maybe this whole institution that says in the Mishnah, Bava Kama Dafayin Tes, and the Tosefta here on Amun Aleph, HaGanev Kis B'Shabbos, and Megar V'Yotze, maybe the whole din that the Ganev acquires a Kinyon Igneva, Ayidei Mashiach and Ayidei Agbo, maybe it's only mid the Rabbanon. According to the Ramban, maybe it's only mid the Rabbanon. So shver echidish. The Pashtas and all the Gemara sounds like it's the Raisa. The Ganav gets a Kinyan Geneva, not only with Himatzi Simatzi Biyodo, Yad, and Chotzer. We usually assume that Hagbah Mashiach is also a Kinyan Geneva Menat Torah. Bein Lahakal Bein Lahachmer. Lahakal is that he's Koine Bishina, Lahakal that he's Potter from Tashmishim. The Pashta says that it's Menat Torah. So that's it. According to Taisus, is Nicha. According to Taisus, Mashiach and Agbo kind of by Matana. They exist as Kinyan by a Mecher with his money to pay. Then Rabbi Yechon says, by Torah, Moes kind is only Moes kind and Mashiach and Agbo not kind. But by Matana, then Mashiach and Agbo kind. So by Ganef also, Mashiach and Agbo would constitute a Kinyan Geneva Menat Torah. This is according to the Ramban. Ramban holds it even by Matone, also Mashiach and Agbo are only Midirabbonah, never exist in Atoiram. So the whole Mashiach and Agbo by the Ganef, it's Kinyon and Ganef, is only Midirabbonah. So it doesn't sound like it. Gotta look on the Ramban, see what he says. Okay, I apologize, I have to end the shiur a little early today. So we're up to the bottom, or a minute, we're up to the bottom of Gemara. We'll be there next week, we'll continue. Tomorrow we'll do, what should we do tomorrow?
Parsha.
Any other suggestions?
After
Parsha. After and the Parsha, okay. Navi.